Now he says in verse 20 and 21 here, he says, this gate of the Lord into which the righteous shall enter. Now, what is the gate of the Lord? Well, the Lord Jesus made it clear. He said, I'm the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. Now, that door was the door to the sheepfold. He said again, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. It's a tremendous statement. Then he moves on here. Verse 21, I will praise thee, for thou hast heard me, and art become my salvation. Now we have another figure of speech. The stone which the builders refused is become the head of the corner. Now this is a stone that refers to Christ. He himself, in Matthew 21, verse 42, made it clear. And Peter, in 1 Peter, the second chapter, verses 6 and 8. I'll not turn to these. Now he's not only here the gate and the stone, but notice verse 24 here. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We'll rejoice and be glad in it. What day is he talking about? Some 24-hour day? No, the word day can be used for a period of time. It can be used for a 24-hour day, and it can be used for a peculiar type of thing. It could be most anything. This is the day of the automobile, for instance. It could be used like that. Well, what day is he referring to here? Well, this is the day which the Lord hath made. We're talking about salvation. That day's already been 2,000 years long, and we'll rejoice in it. Rejoice in the day of salvation. Now, beginning with 25, here we go again with the hallelujahs. Hosanna! I beseech thee, O Lord, save now. O Lord, I beseech thee, send now prosperity. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. Now, this means that the Lord's Supper is not a wailing wall. I repeat that. We forget that. This is the cup he drank, that you and I, our joy might be full. Now, verse 27, God is the Lord who hath shown us light. Now, he's light also. Bind the sacrifice with cords, even under the horns of the altar. He's on the cross, you see, for you and me. Thou art my God, and I'll praise thee. Thou art my God. I will exalt thee. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. His mercy endureth forever. Friends, I wish it were possible for me to somehow or another express to you what I'd like to express of how you and I today ought to praise the Lord. You know, this little fella, I'm cabined and cribbaged and contained in this flesh. I've got the hang-ups and all of these things, but I would just like to open up like a flower and express my praise and thanksgiving to my God. Oh, my friend, to fall down and worship him today, to praise his name and to glorify him. That's all important. Why, he loved me. He gave himself for me, Paul could say, and he loved me. And therefore, John could say we love him because he first loved us. Then Peter says, whom having not seen, ye love. Oh, my friend, may your love and my love go out to him. Praise and adoration.